And now the game in which, after a lifetime of accomplishment, people find out how little that's really worth. It's called Not My Job. Yo-Yo Ma is, simply put, one of the greatest cellists to ever sling his legs around a Stradivarius. He's put out more than 50 albums, won countless Grammys, he's given concerts in every corner of the world, and was, of course, People Magazine's sexiest classical musician in 2001, winning over what we imagine was deep competition. Yo-Yo Ma, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you so much, Peter.
What a pleasure to have you.
Great to be here.
Now, it is true, though, that, I mean, it is hard for us to think of a more famous classical musician than you. And you've
that's
been
because you can't think of anybody else.
No, that's not true.
quick, tell me. Can
Emmanuel,
you name another
Emmanuel
musician?
Axe, there.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's my good friend, and so you can't say anything, you know.
All right, but you're sexier than he. We know that because
I don't know. You can talk to his wife. She thinks he's plenty sexy.
No, we wanted to get your vote on this. We've been having sort of this ongoing, irregular colloquy with our musician guests.
Irregular colloquy?
An irregular colloquy.
First is, is that a medical problem?
It is.
Imodium takes care of that.
We've been on medication. We hope to get some surgery soon and just put it away. But no, the first Branford Marsalis, great jazz musician, was on the show, and he claimed, as he would, that the saxophone was the sexiest instrument.
You know, that is so true.
You think so?
Yes. Often people ask me, what would you play if you didn't play the cello? I always say the saxophone. Now, I didn't say the saxophone knowing that it was the sexiest instrument. But there was another goal. I just don't know.
You wanted to score with chicks, obviously.
Hey, listen, Branford is the guy. He's my mentor.
Well, he dissed the accordion, and then we had Weird Al Yankovic came on, and of course Weird Al Yankovic stood up for the accordion. But, I mean, to me, I mean, this, you know, the saxophone, the lead guitar, the accordion, it's all irrelevant compared to the cello. I mean, the cello has this womanly shape, of course. You grasp it between your legs, you stroke it, you bow it. I mean, come on.
Is it getting hot in here?
It really is.
Somebody open the door.
Peter, Yo-Yo Ma plays it.
I know.
I don't know what you do with it.
I can't believe this.
I have watched him play it. And anybody who has seen, or more to the point, heard Yo-Yo Ma play the cello will know about these remarkable facial expressions you make when playing the cello. Very, shall we say, transported.
Transported.
I don't know to where, but... So, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, cop to this. This is a sensual experience playing the cello.
Peter, is this public?
I know.
I feel you're getting kind of intimate.
Well, you know, a relationship with an artist, I guess.
Oh, well, you know, I don't watch myself. I can't stand watching myself when I play. It's a natural... I can't explain it.
No.
I plead guilty, but I don't want to explain it.
I understand.
And don't tell my mother.
I won't. Now, in regards to your instrument, your Stradivarius, your $2.5 million one-of-a-kind brilliant instrument, of course, the famous story about that is you once left it in the trunk of a cab in New York City.
Well, you know, I think you've heard of philanthropy, right?
Yes.
No, I was really stupid. Like, look, the cab, the owner of the cab.
Well, I read about this.
A couple of hours it was left, you know, it was brought back.
The entire New York City Police Department mobilized to find Yo-Yo Ma's cello.
Peter, it was a slow news and crime day.
But it was not perhaps the worst thing that happened in New York City that day, but man, the New York City police really responded in force. They had people going up and down the streets looking for this cab with the cello.
And of course, the worst thing about all of this is that you do one thing that's, you know, you can do all kinds of good deeds nobody ever knows about. You do one stupid thing, everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
And people bring it up on talk shows.
And I don't know about you, Peter, but my daughter really had it in for me because she leaves things behind. And, of course, I look at her and says, you can't do this. And she looks at me and says, well, I come by it rightfully.
There you are. Well, Yo-Yo Ma, we are delighted to have you here. We've asked you here to play a game we are calling...
Mr. President, you could show visionary leadership by just listening to me.
Okay.
In this month's Vanity Fair magazine, there's an exclusive excerpt of a new book about the strange relationship between Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon based on newly released records. We're going to ask you two questions about that very strange pair. They together ruled the world like a modern-day Antony and Cleopatra. Get two questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Yo-Yo Ma playing for?
Yo-Yo is playing for Thad Moore from Columbia, South Carolina.
Ready to go?
Oh, Thad, I hope you're as nervous as I am.
Now, it occurs to me that you've played for heads of state and significant people. Have you met either Nixon or Kissinger?
I've actually met Kissinger a number of times. I don't think I've ever met Nixon.
He probably wasn't a classical music fan.
He actually played second violin in his high school orchestra.
Did he really?
Yes.
Gosh.
He was always
and
second,
so
you know.
So didn't want to play second fiddle.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, really.
Here we go, Yo-Yo. Here is your first question. One night in 1973, at the height of the crisis of the Yom Kippur War, a call came from the British Prime Minister. He wanted to speak to President Nixon immediately. Kissinger got the request, refused to allow it, because why? A, quote, the president would just make a mess of things, like usual. B, quote, the president would just gas on again about the time he met the queen. Or C, quote, when I talked to the president, he was loaded.
When I talked to the president, he was loaded.
You're right. Very good. The Yom Kippur War coincided with the Watergate crisis, and Nixon was basically self-medicating throughout. In fact, Kissinger seemed to handle the entire crisis without ever consulting the president. Second question. Nixon used to enjoy being flattered by Kissinger. In fact, he once gave Kissinger explicit instructions on what Kissinger should say about Nixon in public. Oh. Nixon wanted Kissinger to say which of these? A, quote, the president is a man who, in terms of his personal style, is steely, subtle, and almost gentle. B, quote, as a student of history, I can say there has been no stronger leader on the world scene since Bismarck. Or C, quote, I personally feel safer and more secure just knowing who is manning the desk in the Oval Office, unquote.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it sounds so silly, but steely.
Steely, subtle, and almost gentle.
Subtle and gentle.
That's what you think Nixon wanted Kissinger to say about him?
I mean, that doesn't seem likely, but, well, go for it.
You're right. Very good.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good. I'm surprised and pleased. Nixon.
Thad Moore, we're getting somewhere.
You are. Nixon also wanted Kissinger to say that he, Nixon, was, quote, cool, unflappable, a tough and strong leader with a philosophical turn of mind.
That's what I asked my wife to say about me. But
how's that going?
Said that.
No.
Not so well.
Yeah. If you hadn't lost the cello, maybe she would have.
Yeah, she used to say that.
Yeah. All right, last question. Now, that was not Kissinger's real opinion of his commander-in-chief. For your last question, Kissinger used to refer to Nixon as what? A, that troglodyte. B, that weak little dog catcher. Or C, that meatball mind.
Which did Nixon prefer?
Yeah, right.
No, Kissinger did not say this, of course, in Nixon's hearing.
Just because I know that Henry Kissinger is so incredibly bright and that he was a Harvard professor and knows big words and, you know, I go for the troglodyte.
You're going to go with the troglodyte.
I have no idea what it is. Yeah.
All right. No, I'm afraid it was meatball mind.
Meatball.
Those choices.
Yeah, yeah.
Another great Harvard phrase.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Kissinger.
That's what they call us. They call us all that up at Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kissinger also used to refer to Nixon in private as, quote, that madman. And, quote, our drunken friend. By the way, Kissinger, now an informal advisor to President Bush.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Carl, how did Yo-Yo Ma do in our quiz?
Well enough, Peter. He had two correct answers. So, Yo-Yo, you win the prize for Thad Moore. Congratulations.
Well done, sir.
Oh, wow.
Yo-Yo Ma is a world-famous cellist. He's won numerous awards, played with countless musicians. He is also founder and artistic director of the Silk Road Project. He is currently working with the city of Chicago on Silk Road Chicago. Yo-Yo Ma, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Peter.